here on a Monday morning here at the 2018 CUNA GAC with Mr. David Griffiths from LSC. How are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
Welcome to the studio lounge, and happy to have you here. And it's a bright Monday morning. Everyone's looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed going into the old vendor hall over there.
Boy, they're getting ready.
That's right. It's actually a big day because former President George W. Bush is going to be speaking here later.
That is correct. And from what I understand, the security's tight. So
I saw them this morning. I got here about 6:30, and they were already...
They pretty much told me you can't go in. So, but anyway.
Oh man! Well, maybe somebody will secretly record it.
Who knows?
Hey, let's talk about some other exciting things. What are some exciting things that are happening at LSC these days?
Well, you know, actually, for 2017, we actually did a number of things. One of the first things that we did is actually we've now made Salesforce a big part of our entire organization. So. First, we use Salesforce just for sales, of course, and that's what most people know it as.
Yeah, yeah.
But it actually is a really powerful, you know, customer relationship tool.
Okay.
And we've actually implemented it throughout our organization from a customer service perspective, even on our league side, from a dues perspective. We're really doing a lot of things, education, all of that, which has been just a great way for us to streamline our organization. Give you an example, one of the key things Salesforce has done for us in our operations area is we've taken our calls and basically reduced the call time from by about 12% just by implementing Salesforce in operations.
Nice.
So that's been extremely helpful. And then if you go over into our league side of things, so we're now collecting dues through Salesforce. We're actually able to track things. Oh yes, we're doing some things that are really exciting, and we're really, you know, pleased with. So.
Yeah, you never hear about stuff like that with Salesforce, you know? You hear about the first way that you
It's all sales, right?
Really?
Isn't that that's what the name is.
I guess. So what are some big projects that you want to share that you guys took part in 2017 and then this year?
So, you know, for us, one of the big things, we've always had great service. And, you know, five-star service is really what we kind of stand on. And we need to even up our game. We know we've got to get even better. And so, of course, Salesforce was a big part of helping us get even more efficient, better at that service side. But what we're really doing now is taking the time to help our partners in particular with some of the customer service levels they have. So we are actually setting SLAs and things of that nature that we're holding our partners to. And then we're also doing that to ourselves with our own clients.
Nice.
And that's something, and the beauty is because we're able to track things much more closely than we were in the past, that's helped us be able to, you know, provide that customer service to another level that we just haven't in the, you know, before.
Well, and you got to have that with credit unions because credit unions are all about service. So you're preaching to the choir when you're talking service.
Yeah, and for us, you know, so much of what we do, we are a CUSO, a customer, you know, credit union service organization.
Yep.
We live by that. We believe in that. We think it's important that we continue to serve credit unions. We know that for credit unions, so much of what they do, especially, is meeting the needs of their membership. But one of the biggest challenges a lot of credit unions have is they don't have all the expertise all the time in-house. So we become really that expertise for them. So that's really important. And then, as I said, from a partner perspective, we've been actually renegotiating some of our contracts with our partners to make sure that we have those service level agreements that we need in place. And it's actually opened up opportunities for us with those partners to actually overlay our, you know, best in class service with their expertise, you know, from a partnering perspective.
Man, exciting. And so what are some of your conference expectations? Having said all that, what do you guys want to achieve here this year?
So the biggest thing that we're trying to do, you know, here at the conference, but, you know, bigger just organizationally. So conference wise, we're really trying to get our message out just about who we are as LSC. So, you know, many know us as, you're part of the Illinois League, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But we're actually a national organization. We actually serve 2,300 credit unions.
What?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea you guys were that big. Wow.
Yes.
Congratulations.
So, yes, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. But it's interesting, we're not as well known as we probably can be for what we do. And we want more people to understand who we are.
Okay.
So that's, you know, that's part of what we're doing here and some of this messaging that we're doing now. And we want people to know service is what we stand for. We've always been kind of the quiet company, not saying a lot. We want to be a little more vocal.
Okay.
and share.
Nothing wrong with that. What are you hearing from credit unions? Because obviously you guys are kind of on the front lines, basically, and Acuso as well. So what are you hearing from credit unions out there? Their needs, their wants, their desires, all that type of stuff that you can help them out with.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that a big thing we're hearing from credit unions right now is just the payment space in particular. Credit and debit, and even the prepaid, because those are the things that we really do the most of. What we hear about so much is their struggle with keeping up with the pace of the changes, not only from EMV, but fraud and all the different things. And that's what we do, and we do it very well. And we're able to help our credit unions serve their membership, but also keep up with that pace of change.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really, we feel that's our role and our responsibility. But credit unions in, you know, in particular, with mobile, with all the different things that are going on, card controls.
Yeah.
We're, you know,
there's so much. Yeah.
You know, and, you know, they're getting a lot of different messages. They'll get messages from, you know, their cores. They'll get messages from their, you know, card processors. They'll get messages from, you know, a number of different places. Maybe it's, you know, Visa or whoever. From our perspective, what we try and do is decipher all that information to help them truly understand this is the path you need to take based on what your needs are, as well as what your credit unions, you know, or what your membership is looking for.
Yep, indeed. So, final question. I'll get you off the hot seat here.
All right.
What's your outlook for 2018? We're almost in the third month already of 2018. Can you believe that?
No.
So I know. Me too. Like, where did it go? But so what's your outlook on 2018? What do you see coming down the railroad tracks for the rest of the year?
For us, we're going to continue to take Salesforce to an even greater level for us. We're actually looking to. Yeah, I know. Well, we feel that it's important that we're looking to use Salesforce not only for ourselves, but we're actually looking to work with other leagues and service corps with utilizing Salesforce because we've gained some great leverage and knowledge base.
Yeah.
And so we're using that, and we're also using it with some of our partners as well to help them better manage their relationships and partnerships that they have with their credit unions.
So, does Salesforce know about you guys? Do they know that you guys are taking this thing above and beyond?
You know what? It's funny. We've actually had a lot of conversations with them about what we're doing and why we're doing it.
That's
really
cool.
They love it. They're like, you know what? Here's the way we think we can help you, go out that way.
And then using it and just really leveraging it for credit unions' benefits. Such a great idea.
Definitely.
David, thank you so much, sir. Appreciate the time.
I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you.